It's simple math. Tim Hortons 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
I'm about to actually be sold to this strip club.
No, you're about to be in a hole, in a box in the ground or something.
I was like, this is not a good idea.
If you're not going to pay us the same as our male counterparts, at least let us into the club for free.
I wish you all luck. I'm going to get axe murdered.
That's the difference between men and women.
We're live and sold out of Match Made in Manhattan totes.
I know.
We're sellouts. Some could say.
The best kind.
Yeah, it's true.
How does it feel, girls, to sell out within 12 hours?
It's so exciting.
Honestly, like, I'm always a doubter. Like, I'm just, like, a pessimist, I think. I need to change that. But I was like, I don't feel like we're going to sell out.
I had no doubt.
I don't know why. I just do that to set myself up for success to always surpass the expectations I have. I keep my expectations low because then they'll always be better than what I'm expecting.
Wait, speaking of the bags, my doorman was so confused because I want everybody to know that we fully ran the fulfillment of these bags in-house.
Yeah. Okay.
We were literally packing these bags on my bedroom floor, and I hand-delivered them to my doorman this morning. Like, literally, like, a bajillion bags in a stack. And my doorman was like, what is going on? I was like, where can I leave these? He said, put them in this basket. It's like a basket that's literally, like, the size of this coffee table. I was like, girl, those aren't going to fit in that basket. So I had quite the production going on in our building lobby today.
I always forget.
You're running a small business.
Like, I always forget that UPS picks up stuff.
USPS.
Or USPS.
All of them.
Oh, yeah, because I think UPS does too.
Yeah.
My neighbors are like on the pulse of that. They like leave stuff outside their door. And I notice that the same box is there for like a few days. And I'm like, wait, do they not bring in their stuff? And then I realize, I'm like, I snoop a little bit. And I realize it's outgoing mail.
Mm.
And they like schedule the pickup.
Yes.
But I honestly, I don't know. I kind of enjoy a little walk to the post office. I know you hate the post office.
I do hate the post office.
But I like having like a job, a low stress job. That most of the time, like, will, like, result in me getting money back. Like, making a return.
Yeah.
There's a joy in the completion of it. Like, it sucks to, like, have to remember to do it, but then, and just doing it. But then afterwards, I'm like, look at me go.
Returns I always make in person.
Same. In store, though. I never take it to the post office.
Oh, when I mail stuff back, I always bring it there because usually I need them to pack it for me or something.
Oh, they pack stuff for you at the post office?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to pay for it.
Wait, I've never... What the heck?
Yeah, and UPS.
UPS, okay.
Well, I don't know about the post office.
And the post office.
I think that they do. If you bring something and just show it to them, I think maybe at the post office they might be a bit snarkier about it. I think they'd be like, the boxes are over there. But at UPS, they are so lovely. Like, What did I bring? Something like my sister forgot, and I just brought it. And I was like, I don't know what box. They're like, we'll handle it. Just hand it over.
That's amazing.
They figure out the box and they tape it up really good.
Mm.
That's the one thing. They are experts over there.
At the post office, I more so mean that I don't have like boxes lying around for me to package something up and schedule a pickup.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
I need to buy the packaging.
See, but I will say now that I have like a full small business operation in my bedroom, like I can print my own labels. I can schedule my USPS pickups. I might never have to go back to the post office again, thanks to Match Made in Manhattan.
That's honestly
true.
Like, great, because it is your worst nightmare. You hate the post office. I know this about you.
Hate it. But it's because I sell so much shit on Poshmark. Like, I'm a shopaholic, and if you saw my closet and sifted through it, there are things with tags on it that I literally found a pair of really nice Nike running shoes in my closet the other day. And my mom was like, oh my God, love the new shoes. Like, where did you get those? Or when did you get those? I was like, Mom, I'm serious. I found these in my closet, and I looked for the receipt. It was 2 years ago I bought them.
But isn't that exciting when you discover something that you forgot you had?
Yes, but
especially something you needed, because you needed new running shoes.
That's true. But if I bought it 2 years ago, I'm kind of like, I definitely spent like $120 on those Nikes. Like, would I rather spend $120 on like a different pair right now that's maybe a little bit more like new?
True.
Yes. True. So I'm like, why did I just lose these in my closet? I don't know. But anyway, it's fine. That's just an animism, I guess.
Speaking of sneakers / shoes like that I have no experience with, really, besides my workout shoes, because I don't wear sneakers like with cute outfits. I've decided, I texted Colby today, that I'm going to turn a new leaf and be a sneaker wearing girl.
Okay.
With She's cute getting outfits.
Some Sambas.
I want Adidas shoes. I've been seeing these everywhere, and like the cute New York City it girls walking around West Village are always wearing them with dresses, because that's the whole thing. It's like, I wear a lot of dresses, and I've had some really debilitating blisters as of late from some of my cute heels I've been wearing. And it's really just, I'm revolting. I'm against the high heel life now.
See, but like, even the dress you're wearing now, I could totally picture you in a nice pair of white sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have any, because I don't know.
You're not a sneakerhead.
I don't know what to do.
Katie's turning into a sneakerhead.
Well, I also just feel like people are going to like see me walking down the street and be like, that girl like doesn't know what she's doing. She's not a sneaker girl.
Well, I think Colby is definitely your girl for sneaker shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go sneaker shopping.
I phoned a friend. Where do you even buy these things?
The store. Like, honestly, though, this is going to sound so annoying, but when I have tried to find Adidas in the U.S., honestly, after I got my green pair, whenever that was, last June in Chicago, once I found those, I was like, I don't need to get these in another color. But now I do kind of want another color that maybe is more versatile than green. But when I was in Copenhagen and also in London, they have so many stores that have such a variety of every color that you could imagine. I don't think that exists here, but really? We can go to the Adidas store.
Or they're like all sold out.
Yeah.
I've seen them like on, like Free People will stock certain colorways of things, and they're always sold out in the sizes. Like, I'm an 8.5, which is like the most common girl size, I feel like. 8.5.
Yeah.
I'd go out on a limb and say, or not even, that's pretty common for girls. So I
think we should go to the Adidas store, and then there's some places I feel like in the Lower East Side that have cool streetwear things.
How exciting.
This is kind of my issue though with online shopping. Like, I feel like it reduces the allure of shopping in person, which I feel like shopping in person is so much more fun. But like you just mentioned, they don't have every single style that your brain has accessed, you know, online at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, like I'm just going to end up buying something online anyway. But like, I love going to a store, you know?
Yeah. No, I'll never give up. So I did this thing yesterday, or 2 days ago. I was walking by, what's that? Oh my God, I'm forgetting what the store is called. I walked by a store. I forget what it was called.
So specific.
Oh my God, this is going to bother me so much.
What kind of things do they have?
Oh my God. Yeah,
give us some context, please.
Well, let me just look in my email really quick. What's it called?
Where was the location? I want to play the guessing game.
Yeah, what were you looking for? Okay.
I was on Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
I was actually on my way to a party, and I saw it. Wait, what was it?
Where was the party?
Oh my God. This is really annoying that I can't.
Fifth Avenue near Flatiron or further uptown?
Club Monaco.
Oh,
sorry to dispel.
Girl, I would have been able to guess that if I had more context clues. Well,
no, this is my first ever purchase from Club Monaco. Okay. I've never actually purchased anything because it is expensive stuff.
Right.
But I saw this amazing yellow dress in the window, and I'm like, I need to wear that to a wedding. I just saw it. I saw a vision. I needed it, pale yellow. But so I saw it in the window, but I didn't have time to go in, and I just went on the website and bought it immediately.
I mean, see, so the thing about Club Monaco, they are always running sales, like nonstop.
Yeah.
So they really get you. They like constantly have 40 to 50 to 60% off.
I did get a sale. I got it on sale, or I got a discount because I signed up or for their email list or whatever.
Yeah. The thing about Club Monaco, though, is their quality like sucks. So make sure you really like.
Well,
I'm sure there's returns. Just
it'll be going back.
Yeah.
If I don't love
but
it.
This is my Club Monaco slander, but they always have discounts, and I think it's because quality sucks.
Really? This is really surprising.
I bought this like amazing white polo that I've been wearing to the office, and the one time I put it in the washing machine, like the collar is all fucked up. It's like inverted and messed up, and it's not laying flat anymore, and I've tried to steam it and fix it and all this stuff, and I'm like, the quality of the shirt is just horrible.
Did you follow the washing instructions?
About that.
Cannot confirm or deny.
Take it to the dry cleaner. The dry cleaners are the bomb.
Well, at this point, like, it's just so fucked that I just don't even know if, like...
They might be able to fix it. You'd be surprised.
I haven't gone to a dry cleaner in a very long time.
Oh, I bring my dresses there all the time because... So, for example, when I went to the Bahamas, I was wearing this white Doan dress. I was very excited about my Doan dress. I had, like, spent a lot of money on this dress. It was going to be, like, my classic white linen dress I wear, like, every summer. Like, I'll have it forever. I put it on. I eat one bite of this, like... bread situation that they had. Oh, it was like a cornbread situation with this orange sauce, and it just goes right down the front of me.
No.
Like, orange sauce, linen dress, tragic. Luckily, well, I was already in a bad mood because that was the day that we golfed.
I was going to guess that it was when you were hangry and it was like the first bite of your cheeseburger. You got burger juice on you.
It wasn't burger juice, but it was the appetizer that they, the complimentary appetizer. So it was the first bite that I took. And it was after I had already severely scorched my legs and had a fight with Jack over the golf. And I just sit there and I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. Like, this day needs to be over. Jack does a very, very kind thing and goes inside and asks every person he sees. Cause we were like outside, sitting outside eating, but the indoor was like the bar area where the workers were. And he asked everyone, he's like, does anyone have stain remover? Anyone have Tide to go? No one did. But this couple at the bar, like an older couple, was like, get some dish soap and club soda. I didn't know about this, and dab it. And sure enough, it came out 90% of the way. And then I took it to the dry cleaner and I'm like, please, Lord, save my dress. And they saved it.
Dish soap and club soda and like baking soda or baking powder are true heroes.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell the story of my my graduation party?
No.
Like, well, my, was it college graduation party?
I was there though. Wait.
For my college, you were.
The couch.
Yeah, did I tell the couch story?
You did, but say it again because it's really funny.
It's probably been years.
Yeah, it's probably been years.
You came, but I don't think you stayed for like the craziness of it all.
I didn't see this. Or it wasn't as rowdy when I was there.
Was it a ripper?
It ended up being a ripper, like a ripper of a party. Like, so many people ended up sleeping over. That was before, like, Katie and I were definitely like close friends at that point, but we weren't like besties.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So my parents threw me a graduation party at my house, and it was like all my college friends, a lot of home friends, stuff like that. So a good dispersion of people. And my mom made like this really strong margarita pitcher that everybody was basically just like downing nonstop. And there was a lot of it. And so towards the end of the night, everybody's really fucked up. And so my mom's like, okay, everybody's sleeping over, like nobody's leaving this house. And so it's like 15 of my college friends all sleeping in my house. So it was actually really fun in that regard. But we kept drinking like a lot. And so honestly, I blacked out. Like, I don't remember anything after a specific point. Wake up the next morning. I'm like on the couch, like head bent. Like, I look like the Grudge. I pull up and I'm like, oh my God, I am sleeping in a lot of throw up. And I'm on my mom's like brand new couch in the basement that I'm pretty sure is like a Restoration Hardware couch or like some like super expensive couch.
Bad.
And I'm like draped over the side of it. And I look down and there is throw up like all running down the side of this couch. And I'm looking around. My friends are just like dispersed all over the room. Like, some people are like laying on top of chairs, but like across it, as in like their back is like broken on the
slept
edge.
Where they like, fell.
Like, yeah, literally. Yeah. They plopped down.
People on the floor.
So was it your own throw up?
It was.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who was the puker?
So basically all... like, it could not have been worse, basically. But I get up, people are dispersed
all
over the basement.
How are people sleeping through that?
The
smell.
Because everybody was so blacked out that nobody remembers anything. And so my dad, we're kind of like recapping. My mom's not speaking to me because she knows about the throw up incident, but she's kind of keeping it together because like there's people at the house or whatever, it was like 15 people. She's sweet, sweet mom and dad.
She can't lose it yet. She's gotta wait till everyone leaves.
Were you guys hungover?
So hungover, like nobody could function. My parents made a whole breakfast spread after we literally destroyed their house. There's throw up in the neighbors' driveways. There's throw up in the bushes behind my house.
Well,
like, there's vomit
they
everywhere.
Feeling a bit responsible because they were the ones supplying the alcohol. I feel like at that point it's like, well, what did you think was gonna happen?
See, I think on one side they're like, damn, like we really threw a great party, but then on the other hand they're like, oh my God, Adam like demolished our couch, basically. Yeah. My dad actually kept it very much together and was so supportive and was like probably calming my mom on the opposite side, but my mom was like not speaking to me.
And you threw up in your sleep.
It was,
that's so scary.
Yeah, good thing. Yeah. First of all, happy you survived that.
Yeah,
because they always say like,
yes,
maybe sleep with the back weighed down backpack, so you must have been on your side.
Guys.
Remember that? They said if somebody, you're supposed to put them on their side with a weighed down backpack so you can't roll over.
I've never heard
onto your back.
The backpack part, I've never heard. I know you're supposed to put someone on their side, though. So if they puke, they're not going to choke on their own.
But, so that couch was demolished by throw up. And I think it happened to be the day after. It was like Mother's Day or something. Like there was some holiday around where I threw that graduation party where like my family, entire family was going to my mom's friend's house. And she, my mom, I guess, was debating on whether or not like she should really fuck me up, like really punish me for a long ass time and like do like make me pay for the couch, like all this stuff. And they end up going to the Mother's Day thing. I'm like, I'm just going to stay behind. I knew I was in the doghouse. I was like, I'm just going to stay at the house because in my head, I'm like, I can fix this couch. Like, I definitely can fix it. Mind you, the throw up was like red. Like, it was like a red margarita.
Oh my God. Yeah. We've all been there.
That is so disgusting.
It's so nasty. And I feel bad if anybody's queasy on this podcast, like listening to this, but it was truly disgusting. And not even that, people had thrown up all over my house, like driveways, bushes. There was vomit everywhere. On top of that, an entire cutlery set was somehow misplaced because all of my friends wanted to be polite. And so in their blacked out states, they're like helping my parents clean up. My parents are like, you guys all need to like get out, get the fuck out of here and stop trying to help clean up. But of course, when you're drunk and want to be polite to the host, like you're going to like try to clean up.
Well, you're having scaries and you feel guilty for anything you did
or said. Trying to act sober.
Yeah, that too.
Like around parents is more.
Yeah. One of my friends misplaced an entire thing of like silverware that's just like been missing for forever. I don't think it's ever been found. My mom was like, you need to text this guy's name.
And how did you not find it when you moved out?
I don't
You moved know. Out of that house. How
he
did
must
you
have
not?
Taken it home.
Oh my God.
Like there was like fully a set of silverware missing. Like that was never found. Anyways, long story short, my family goes, the house is destroyed. My family goes to my mom's friends for this whole thing. While they're gone for 4 hours. I'm Googling how to like clean up, throw up this whole deal. Cause I knew in the back of my head, I was like, fuck, if my mom makes me pay for this couch, it's going to be like all my graduation money just gone that I got from the party. So I was hell bent on fixing this. So I make a concoction of dish soap, baking soda, and club soda.
Yeah.
And I literally go through this whole process for 4 hours of like cleaning it, recleaning it, like over and over again, like drying it with a vacuum, like the whole deal. Like I did like literally 15 iterations of it. You would not be able to tell that there was throw up ever on it. I completely fixed it. My parents got home. My mom was like, you're kidding.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
I need to see this. That's funny.
Wait, actually, it's the main couch that we have in our new living room.
Oh my God.
I think people probably on the podcast know my parents just moved.
You need to post a picture of the couch the next time you go home and just say, if you know, you know.
No, literally, if you know, you know, couch. Because there's
no know,
way.
You know.
That's actually so funny. I totally forgot that that's like our main couch in our house now.
Oh my God, it has a story involved.
Yeah, and I was like, Mom. I was like, Mom, go smell it.
You're not going to be able to smell anything. You were down bad.
Yeah.
I think the guilt would have just killed me. Like, I would have just... I don't know what.
I would have crumbled, I think.
I would have cried. There would have been tears, for sure. Like, I don't doubt that.
That's the difference between men and women.
No, like, any minor inconvenience to myself or others, I will, like, crying will just happen. Tears will happen.
I would have already started, like, immediately when I woke up. I would have been like, everybody has to get up.
Yeah.
We have to start cleaning now.
Yeah.
And like, so, I would get caught cleaning up.
Yeah. Everybody did do that. So everybody woke up and everybody was like hungover as fuck and like everybody was cleaning up. But obviously, like, I was the one who did the most damage to the couch. Like, there was throw up all over the driveway, but it's like, what are people going to do to that? Like, my dad just like hosed it. But that's what you missed, Katie, when you went downtown instead of hanging at the throw up house.
I might have been throwing up too. Going downtown, like, when we were like old enough to drink, but like just barely. Those were my most chaotic nights.
Those were so fun.
Like, I let myself, like, go absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Hence when I was, like, peeing in my front yard, rolling on the ground.
That was so
That fun. Was after a downtown night. I'm surprised it wasn't that night.
Who was with us that night? It wasn't anybody, like...
Colleen.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
I was like, it wasn't any of the, like, Elon friends.
No, it was, like, one of our home friends. Yeah, no, I... Oh, my God.
Oh, those were the days.
Chaos. I lost my favorite ring that I got in Florence.
Oh, no.
I've never seen it again. I don't know where it is.
No, I'll never forget.
Some, Katie, like, gopher literally, took like, it.
We told the story, right? You, like, squatted over your deck, and Katie literally fell backwards and rolled down her hill.
I fell, and no. The
and
thing,
I watched
no.
the whole thing.
And the thing about it is my front yard isn't even a hill. So I was just rolling.
Is it in your house that I've been to or your old house?
Nope, no, the current one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's no hill. Yeah. It's flat. So I was just rolling on the flat ground with my pants down. Pants were down.
Was this on your ring
camera? No, we didn't have a ring camera at this time. Thank the Lord.
And like Patty ran outside and was like, what is going on? It's like Katie rolling down the hill.
No, Katie had like 7 shots of tequila or something. And
no, we were rowdy.
On an empty stomach and just is rolling in the grass.
We had so much fun though. Like
those probably wearing my Spanx leggings that I wore.
Oh my God.
As pants.
Religiously.
No, that was like
the uniform.
That was like such a time in fashion history.
It was.
When everyone wore these Spanx leggings.
The leather.
Let's be real. Coated. It made our butts look really good, but it was pretty much like glorified leggings.
We
like
wore those with workout leggings. Knee boots.
Over the knee boots, leather, like fake leather leggings. I wore those Spanx like leather leggings so much that the leather actually came off. Like it wasn't real leather. Mm-hmm. It was just like looked like it. And it just came off until they looked like Under Armour, like
literally
workout leggings.
They were just a little shiny.
And I would wear them with like a really nice top and call it a day because I thought my butt looked so good.
Yeah, it was typically like a Free People tunic.
Yeah.
Those.
Oh, yeah.
Over the knee boots.
And a choker,
so
probably.
So disgusting.
And a choker. And honestly, I wore the Spanx leggings well into post-grad as well, like well into, like during college and then... I think I stopped wearing those. I think I got rid of them like 2 years ago.
And then you became a dress girl.
Maybe a year ago. Dress girl. Yeah. I've worn... Oh, I did a thing today. I also texted Colby about this. I have never owned a denim skirt that fits me correctly. Like, it mm-hmm. always fits my butt too big in the waist. And mm-hmm. I've just like tried to remedy it with like a variety of different belts. But I like... Honestly, I'm not even... I don't... The belts like have just... They've never looked right.
Yeah.
And so I did a thing. I bought a bigger skirt, took it to the tailor and had them like professionally cinch me in to the perfect ratio mm-hmm. for the skirt. And I will be acting different when I get this skirt back and I could wear the skirt and it fits.
You're gonna be denim maxi skirt in sambas.
Literally. You know, yes.
Those TikTok.
Wait, no, I've never seen that.
Sambas in a little red bag. That was the first one that I saw.
Is it bad that like every time I watch one of those videos I cringe? And I just can't watch the rest.
Oh, I love them.
I don't know why, but that's
I think
one trend.
So funny.
That is one trend that I cannot get behind. And I don't know why. I don't know why.
I like it.
Okay. I don't even think I've seen
it. I don't
those.
Know why. Huh. But I like it.
It's just like calling out two attributes of you in the current moment.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be your outfit.
Yeah. Like
some people are like
little purse and a cheating ex or something, like just something like about the person, which I think is like it's creative. I've seen people in their work, like their offices, do it with their coworkers, and those I'm interested in, but I don't know. Oh, and then this a group of comedians did it, like Amy Poehler.
Oh yeah, theirs was so good.
Was it Amy Poehler?
I think it was Amy Poehler,
and then Jerry Seinfeld. No, not Jerry Seinfeld.
Seth Meyers. I think
was it Seth Meyers?
I think
Jerry Springer.
Maybe
no,
Jerry Springer's dead. Oh. I think.
I get all of those people mixed up. All of those like late night show hosts. He's just like walking by in the background. So it's just like
continuously. Pretending to be a passerby.
Now you'll see.
Okay, yes. And well, now that we've spoken it into existence, the next time I open my phone, it's going to be. I won't even need to go to TikTok. It'll just serve me this content.
No, it will. It will. Anyway, I think we should probably do the
intro. It'll find you.
I was going to say, we're quite some far time in here.
It's okay.
I think it's my
turn. It's your turn. Or Colby's turn if she wants to randomly chime
Adam,
in.
Adam, you just took a deep breath. Take it away.
I need to take another one because I just laughed at that. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
It's just funny that we went from talking about, like, the first thought was about the bags, and then now, where are we? Like, where did we
TikTok.
Go?
Rolling, we went everywhere.
Throwing up on a couch, rolling around in the front yard, TikTok trend, Amy Poehler.
We had your new era of sneakers. Like, we've already covered a lot of topics, actually, in this episode.
Yeah, these are everything we've discussed so far is very evergreen. It has nothing to do with our weekends, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for I bought a dress on a whim, and it may or may not unravel in the
There
wash.
Was some Club Monaco slander.
Club Monaco slander, but honestly, like... I'll see.
I think we'll try anything once, right?
Exactly.
So you try Club Monaco. You give us your own personal review.
Okay. I shall.
And then we'll go from there.
Anyway, tell us all about Vegas.
Guys.
I've heard like the bits and pieces that you texted us in our group chat, but that's
it. I was just like a menace to society.
It is so crazy that you were in Las Vegas.
I completely agree. Vegas was also 130 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, it was not cold by any means. And it's also like desert heat. So it's just dry as hell, which objectively actually might be better. Vegas was really just like good old fashioned degenerate fun, though. You know, like, I feel like I really just needed that environment.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so much fun. And I was so nervous about it going into it. But we were all just like sending it the entire time. And I feel like when everybody is on the same page about we are here and we're just going to send it.
Yeah.
It was like just good old fashioned like degeneracy.
Did you ever get adrenaline?
Yeah.
Super hungover, or like.
So that's the thing about Vegas, like the energy there. Because I think everybody who goes to Vegas is on that same wavelength, you know?
Yeah.
Like everybody around you is that same vibe where everybody's just there to have a great time. So I just feel like because the energy all around you is so high that as long as you're not in your room, you're kind of just like consistently high on life, basically.
It's a natural upper. Don't they also pump oxygen into the clubs?
Yes. I was just
and
say that.
Casinos and everything, like you're yeah. constantly like buzzing on something.
And I'm convinced that they kind of water the drinks down.
Oh well, for sure, when you're on the floor,
because I'm convinced,
for those of you who don't know, when you're gambling on the floor, they give you free alcohol. So they have bartenders walking around, and as long as you're gambling and sitting in a seat, they will give you free alcohol.
Yeah.
And so they definitely water those down.
It's for like
sure.
an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
No, they for sure, because I just feel like personally also I never, like when going to Vegas, I was exhausted, I feel like tired mm-hmm. often, but I was never like like really ridiculously hungover. Like I felt like I kind of like wasn't. Yeah. Maybe because I was scared of being hungover.
Yeah.
So I was like, I will not be able to go on.
Yeah.
If I...
Everything there is also like exorbitantly expensive. Like if you buy a drink,
yeah,
it's like a $30 drink basically. We were kind of smart about it though. Like we went off strip and got like a whole thing of tequila basically and brought it back. So we were pretty efficient in that regard.
Wow, that's a hack.
Yeah.
But so it was you just had it in your room?
Yeah, exactly. And like, so we did that to pregame. Like,
what was your strategy? You just like took shots or did you have mixers?
Both. So also the first night, so a bunch of my friends went two or three nights before I got there because they were there for a basketball game. So I know we talked about this.
And there was no LeBron.
Well, they actually saw LeBron. They saw LeBron, but then I was supposed to go to a game with them on Friday. So they went to the USA versus Canada game. That means nothing to me. Don't ask me what that is. I don't know. But it was, I guess, actual teams. And Friday was something called the Summer League, which is, I basically think, where they put a bunch
of the All-Star thing.
Yeah, it's like the All-Stars, basically. They put a bunch of, like, the top players on the same team, and they play against each other, and it's cool to watch, and they come up in cool fits, and you do, like, watch checks and that whole deal. And so that was what I was supposed to go to with them on Friday.
Yeah.
Came time to go, and I was like, I think you guys, like, have fun. Like, I paid for a ticket and everything. I was like, I'm going to go lay by the pool. Like, I'm not going to pretend, like, I'm interested in that.
It just wasn't your journey. You knew yourself. You knew it wasn't your journey. You wouldn't add to the experience.
Exactly. I was like, these boys love basketball, and they're going to sit there and talk about basketball the whole time, and I want them to enjoy that and have fun and not, like, be worried that Adam's not having fun and they need to, like, try to include me, you know?
What a really mature thing to do.
It was. And
I'd so considerate of you.
I would worry. I would get FOMO, I guess.
And so they were gone for like 3 or 4 hours. And so I will say I did kind of wish I went a little bit. But I was also like, I'm going to be with these people the entire rest of the trip nonstop.
You also live with them.
I know.
That too. Like, even when you leave
I know, but
Vegas,
I'm like
you will be
with them.
You will be. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
We also had... what's it called, like attached rooms, like with like a door between
a suite?
Them yeah because there were six of us, so we had a suite that was like,
oh, we're like, I know what you're talking about.
It's like conjoined.
No, it's yeah. Adjoining rooms.
Yeah, that sounds right. But I guess the first night they got there, they got upgraded, but we couldn't get upgraded for the entire weekend. And so they got upgraded to one of those like sick Vegas suites that have like 3 bedrooms, a massive living room, like the whole deal. Yeah, exactly. And so because they got upgraded that first night, they had, and we stayed at the Aria for reference. Highly recommend. It was really pretty. So we had the special key card for that room. And on that side of the resort, if you like flash the key card, they have an executive lounge. You can go in and there's like a bunch of free like sodas and coffee and food.
You and your free stuff.
Of course.
Everybody knows I am a frugal king.
His duffel bag.
I'm sorry. Quick aside. Did you see that they're passing a law in New York that they're not going to give out like mini shampoos and conditioners anymore at hotels?
Why? For the environment or
like
what?
Like single-use plastics are like done. So they're eliminating all of the stuff that like, you know, you'd like go to hotels and like steal the
little... always take those home as a souvenir.
Yeah, but you can't. Like they're going to... I don't know when they're rolling it out, but...
They're just going to have the things that are connected to the wall?
That are locked onto the wall so you like can't take them with you.
Wow.
I guess like I think the hack would be bringing like a refillable container and just like emptying it out, you know? Like, because they have like nice soaps in some of these places. Le Labo and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good.
I thought of you. At the hotel, I wanted to ask this when you were talking about the pool, but now it's just still a burning question. When I imagine Vegas pools, all that I imagine is the scene from
Hangover?
No, but like
Wet Republic, the pool party?
Yeah, like the pool party with the DJ, the John Summit album listening party where there are like people half in the pool, whatever. Is there a place where you can actually lay and relax?
Yes. So those pools where they throw those kinds of parties, each hotel has their own events, but it's like a separate pool. It's like blocked by like a bouncer and like all this stuff. It's like completely separate.
Okay.
But then there's also pools for like families and the general public. What I would say about Vegas is everything there is larger than life. Like you walk in and the buildings are like the most gargantuan things you've ever seen. Like, and everything is connected. So like all the hotels are connected. So you can definitely like walk through everything to kind of get places. So we didn't even really need to go outside that much. But then in terms of like the pools, for example, like there were like three massive pools that just like general use anybody can use. And it wasn't that vibe. That vibe is gated behind specific.
What hotel did you stay at?
Aria.
Aria.
So we stayed at the Aria. But so in terms of the parties we went to, so Friday night we went and saw Steve Aoki at, I forget what it's called. One of the Omnia nightclub. I forget what hotel it's at, maybe Caesar's Palace, but it was Omnia nightclub. And I had no expectations for Steve Aoki. It was literally so much fun. I cannot recommend it enough. He played all remixes to popular music. It was like Noah Kahan, Taylor Swift, like all a bunch of like really good mixes. And he's such a good performer. I think the dude is like 60 years old.
Because he's been around the block. He knows.
Yeah.
See, having low expectations literally always works out.
No, he was like on a table.
That allows for your expectations to be exceeded.
No, not always though, because the worst would be if it's worse than your low expectations, then that would be extremely depressing. But I'm glad that Steve Aoki surpassed.
He was phenomenal. I was so happy to see him. So in terms of the pool parties, we went to a pool party on Saturday. And so my itinerary was I landed Thursday morning and I was flying home Saturday night on the red eye. So I was only there for 3 full days, but 2 nights. And so the first night we just did like towel. Like we went to some random club and that was fun. That was actually a crazy night because like straight up insane. Like that was a night where literally I didn't even know what time it was. I walk outside of the last club that we went to and the sun is fully up.
Yeah.
And I look down at my phone and it's 7 a.m.
It's so easy to do that.
And I was like, this is my worst nightmare. Quite literally my worst nightmare.
But then you like the next day is like a weird day.
Weird.
Because it's like you have to sleep, but like it's also the morning now.
Yes.
So what do you do?
And also you're on vacation, so you want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
No, literally. But we got home at 7 a.m., slept for 4 hours.
Yeah, you're a zombie. But
woke back up at 11 and kept going. It was crazy. But so that night, so in Vegas, they have a lot of promoters that wander around the club and they try to spot people who would either look like they would like spend money or look like they want to go to a strip club or something like that. So that whole vibe. So they kind of like try to poach people like that.
And they saw you and said, perfect.
Yeah. They literally saw my gay ass and were like, he wants to go to a strip club.
He wants to go to Magic Mike Live.
No, literally. So
I went to Magic Mike Live and I loved it. It was so good. They're so hot.
That was one of the things I missed. Like, I wish I got to go to one of the shows.
Oh my God.
I want to go to a show in Vegas.
The sexiest thing I've ever seen. It was crazy.
I love that.
I loved it. But I think that they could have gotten more naked. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They were like wearing vests. Like,
did they go to Magic Mike Live on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
They did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. But anyway, so they saw you and they were like, perfect.
So we get home from Tao and it's like 2-3 a.m. Or no, we're in the Uber home from Tao. And so half of our group was single and half was in a relationship. But like the ones that were in a relationship like wanted to wingman, of course, like the single guys who, of course, like wanted to experience a strip club situation and like do that whole vibe. And so we are in the Uber and one of my friends who's single, like really wanted to experience strip club. He had never been before in Vegas. And so we ask our Uber driver, like, yeah, like, where would the locals go from a strip club perspective? Because usually the strip clubs, they charge you like $100 per head or something like that, like some crazy cover to go in. And so we ask him and he's like, I will only tell you guys if you like let me drive you or something like that. And so I was like, this dude is going to kidnap us and he's going to take us to some random part of the desert and I'm going to get murdered.
You're about to be working in the strip club.
No, literally, I was like, I'm about to actually be sold to the strip club.
You're about to be in a hole, in a box in the ground or something.
I was like, this is not a good idea. And so one of my friends gets really annoyed at him that he was asking that. I was like, I kind of get it. Like, he wants some extra money to drive him to drive us to the strip club. But he was like, I'm not doing it on the Uber app. And so I was like, we're literally getting kidnapped, but it's fine. I kind of get it. Like, he's gatekeeping the good places because he wants some additional money. It's like a give get, you know.
So did,
like,
you go with him?
So we didn't go. We go back in.
Okay, good. Oh, but, my God, this sounds terrible.
No, Katie, because then we text him. We're like, we all line. We're like, fuck it. We're like six dudes, like, versus one. Like, let's just do it. In my head, I'm like, I think we might get murdered, but it's fine. Like, I'm not going to be the buzzkill.
I guess you guys are your guys. I don't know. I mean,
so he takes us.
Six guys.
He's like, it's really cheap. It's like $30 for a dance. Like, it's going to be fine. We get to the strip club. He drops us off. We look on the door to the strip club. The bouncer is like, just so you guys know, like, it's slow inside. There's like nobody here. And it's $50 cover per head. And we were like, that fucker. It's like the Escalade driving away. Like, clearly that strip club had paid him also to, like, bring people to this club.
Oh, yeah.
So they would pay the cover. So he definitely, like, took some clip off of it. Of course we didn't go. It was $50 for fucking head. We're not going to pay, like, $300 to go into the strip club.
Also, that no one's at.
Exactly.
If you're going, if you could pay maybe $100 a head to go to a popping strip club.
Exactly.
And get the full experience.
Because, like, the vibe that I was looking for is, if you've ever been to Miami and you go to, like, 11. Like, right. Have you been to 11?
Yeah.
Like, 11 is a strip club, right?
I've never been there.
Okay,
what's
so
it like?
11 is a strip club, but it's, like, everybody goes. It's like
performances. It's,
yeah.
And you can go, like, you see people go get led into rooms. And
is
they
it
do,
like, the box, kind of?
Like, no, the, like, the vibe? They have a stage with a pole in the middle. And that, but they have performers come out. There are strippers that are constantly stripping, but then they will take a break and they will have musical performances.
Oh, okay. So it's like a mix
like
of things.
That too. Like,
it's not just a
Diplo
strip
goes to club 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, performs. It's not like a grimy place where, like, you go to, like, have sex with a stripper in a room. It's like there are performers happening and there's a lot of, like,
yeah,
friend groups that go and, like, bachelorette parties and stuff
oh,
like that.
That
and you go
like
and, like,
fun.
You watch
okay.
people, like, swing from the ceilings on ropes. It's
yeah.
like, it's a very fun and
performance
based.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not grimy. So there's definitely strippers walking around. Like, you see, like, a bunch of girls who are, like, in skimpy outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a fun vibe,
okay.
basically.
Yeah. And so, there are moments when it's, like, crazy. There are guys that are just sitting up against the stage, like, with money when the girls are just dancing and it's not so much of a performance.
I see.
Yeah.
And so it does have, like, a true strip club vibe. I mean, that's probably the only strip club I've ever been to, but that's what I would associate it with.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about.
And that's, like, the vibe also that I wanted. But so him saying, like, it's slow inside, I was like, we're not going in here. Like, I'm not paying $50 to go into this strip club that has nobody in it except for a bunch of desperate strippers who just want some money. Like,
yeah.
I'm certainly not paying a stripper. Like, right. my gay ass ain't paying no stripper.
Well,
so
also your friend who had never been probably didn't want to go into an empty strip club and just be like, okay, I'm going to go get a lap dance
yeah,
now.
That's
and
like
then
weird.
We can leave.
Exactly. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, we obviously are pissed at the Uber driver. At that point, we're like, okay, we're just going to call it a night. Like, let's just, like, go back to the hotel. We go
yeah.
back to the hotel. A promoter finds us. And the promoter is like, yeah, you guys want to go to a strip club? And of course, my friend who, like, feels defeated that we, like, didn't get into this first strip club. He's like, yep, give me the rundown. Like, what's the pitch? This guy is like, you know, go to the strip club. I'll waive your cover. Like, one drink each, basically. And this guy literally gives us $300 in cash to go to the strip club because the strip club was paying him, I think, $500 in
he
cash.
Gives you guys money
yeah.
to go to the strip club.
So the strip club was paying him $500. He was like, I'll give you guys $300 and you can use it for your cover and drinks when you get there.
Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
And so he was like, what the fuck? Like, of course we're going. And he was like, also, I'll bring you in a limo.
Oh, so that's so fun.
This sounds like more of an incident where I'm gonna get killed.
Yes.
I'm being paid to go somewhere.
Yes.
And there's a limo.
I would follow the money trail into the limo immediately.
See, Katie, your brain is working the exact way mine was. I was like, I straight up said I'm not going. And so I was, of course, the only buzzkill who was like, I'm not going. Everybody else is like, what do you mean? They're paying us to go like get drinks and have fun at this place. And I'm like, I'm literally not going. Like, I wish you all luck. I'm going to get axe murdered. And of course this got, and then of course I, you know, fold and I need to go because I can't just be leaving all my friends to go without me. I didn't want to miss out. I had FOMO. So he leads us to this car. It's not a limo at all. It's a freaking Cadillac Escalade. I'm like, we're going to get in this all black Cadillac Escalade. Like, we're actually going to get axe murdered. We do. Anyways, the promoter comes with us, sits in the middle seat. I hate him. So I'm like grilling him on questions. I'm like, do you really often?
Why did you hate him? Because he's a promoter?
No, because I literally thought he was kidnapping us.
Oh, okay.
I was like, this is just sketchy. And I was also like, do you always interchange limos with Cadillac Escalades? Like, I literally asked him that question to his face. And he was like, what do you mean? Like, this feels like a limo. And I'm like, this is not a limo.
His camera ready to go. No, getting in the limo.
Adam wanted the content opportunity of the limo.
Champagne popping
in
the limo.
And so that is why he's pissed that the promoter.
He's so mad.
An Escalade is a great car to get around town with six guys.
It's fine, but I was like, this guy was clearly just trying to lure us into this limo.
Well, yeah,
like, that
right.
isn't even a
no,
limo.
He's trying to get money.
You're so going back to the same spot.
No, so in my, and then of course we start driving. We're driving like off the strip, and I'm like, we're getting murdered. Like, we're gonna get literally driven into a desert and killed. It's fine. He ends up running into the strip club, so it ends up being fine. We get there. We get in.
Different
totally
strip
fine.
Club than the first one.
Different strip club than the first one.
Okay.
We use the cash to pay our cover. We go in. Every single time somebody would come up to me, I'd be like, hey, girl. Like, I'd like give them some indication because I'm like, I cannot have this girl begging me for money.
Right. Yeah.
And it worked. I became friends with so many of the strippers. You know what's so funny about the strippers that are there? Like, all my straight friends are, of course, like ogling. It's like all these like super hot girls. And I'm just like buddying up to all the little strippers. They're all like actually very smart girls. The one is like literally a biomedical researcher who was used like stripping to pay her school bills.
Yeah, I just saw a meme the other day and it was like, kind of want to retire, kind of want to strip for one night just to see how much money I would make. Like, I actually am so intrigued after watching Hustlers, especially.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. They make so much money.
Yeah.
I respect it.
And they like don't, I think there's a stigma that they're like, sleeping around doing stuff. Like, most of them I feel like don't.
These girls are hustlers.
They're just geniuses. They just tease them long enough to get some money out of them.
But I talked to a few really great girls. Two of them were paying their college tuition. I buddied up to them.
Yeah, see, the stigmas are not correct.
Alexa and Stacy, if you listen to this.
Alexa and Stacy,
not their names.
Love you girls.
Shout out.
But it was so fun. And then that's when we walked out. It's like literally the crack ass of dawn. And I'm like, this is the worst day of my life, but it's fine.
After the strip club, who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Yeah, when you said that you went to a strip club, I was going to ask if it were was girls or boys.
Like the strippers?
Yeah.
Well, I was with a bunch of straight men, so, yeah. You know, of course.
I kind of figured it was
They wouldn't was indulge girls. You and go to a male strip club?
So it's kind of funny because obviously like two of the boys on the trip are two of my best friends, right? And so they're very used to having like a gay best friend and like talking to me about my dating life and things like that. But I think a lot of like other straight men who don't necessarily have that exposure to a lot of gay men are like kind of like uncomfortable in terms of like, oh, I wonder what's like appropriate to like ask to, Adam.
Or
and, like,
to joke
they don't
about,
want to get canceled right, basically, right. You know?
Yeah, or they don't want to offend you.
Exactly.
Right.
So it ended up, they like very much warmed up by the end of the trip. And they're like, so Adam, like, what's your type? Like, who are you just saying whatever? But the beginning of the trip was definitely not like that.
Yeah.
But it was funny. But yeah, it was so much fun. And then the pool party we went to, which was Diplo. Diplo was horrible. Would not recommend anybody to see him, but it was exactly as like what you described, Colby, in terms of the pool parties, where like there's like a million people in the pool, there's a million people outside of the pool,
well,
you're
I feel
running
like Diplo's
around.
Being canceled pool right now. Anyway, he's
oh,
like
really?
He did something.
Yeah, he's like a predator.
He's
or
like
something.
Continuously getting dragged for things here and there. Like,
and oh, interesting.
I don't know about him, but so good. I'm glad to hear that he was bad.
Yeah, he was not good.
Go ahead, retire now, sir.
Yeah. And then Sunday night or Saturday night, got on my flight. I got upgraded to first class. It was great.
Wow.
I had a great night.
That's exciting.
The life of luxury.
Vegas was so fun, though, guys. Like, seriously, like, we would have such a fun girls trip there. Like, I really think we should do it.
Well, I mean, the odds are pretty high that at least one of our friends will have their bachelorette there.
I literally think we should just, like, plan a trip and go. Like, we would straight up have so much fun. I can't even describe to you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but probably not in July.
No. I think maybe we can pick a different time of year for sure.
When I went with my sister, I went in January.
I do want to go and experience it at some point. Yeah. Honestly, maybe around somebody performing at the Sphere.
Yeah, I think we should like plan it so we go when there are cool performances. Like, I would in a heartbeat see Stevie Aoki again. Also, what was kind of funny is obviously like I'm in this group with these five straight boys, and I was not used to the treatment that you get when you were like with straight boys. Like, the world does not open up for you.
You're used to the treatment you get when you're surrounded by 12 pretty girls.
Exactly. Like, I just was not used to it. Like, I'm normally surrounded by like 12 hot girls, and so the world just kind of opens up for you. Like, things just happen, you know. Like, you're like the gay best friend of like all the hot girls. So like, the bouncers kind of just like let you into exclusive areas. The people ask you to come up to their tables and drink with them, and you just don't get that treatment when you're with five straight men. And so that was a little bit humbling for me, because like, we were waiting to get into the pit at Stevie Aoki, because the pit is guarded by the bouncer and they only let people in who are like hot and female. And I was like watching all these people just like walk in, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, somebody just go talk to the bouncer and get us in. They're like, Adam, no, like, we're six dudes. And I was like, I just didn't know how to be told that. I was
so
confused.
This is making me so happy to hear, not for you, but just in general, for like
girl power.
Yeah, like, give us one thing, God, please give us one thing.
Give me access to the club.
If you're not going
to
pay us the same as our male counterparts, at least let us into the club for free. Come on.
I know. We ended up slipping him a 20, the Vegas sandwich. So it ended up being fine.
Huh, I see.
20 but is pretty good, I'd say.
So good.
You got a bargain.
I was shook. I was like, they let six dudes in for $20. And he was like, he actually only said he was going to let two of us in for $20. And he just ended up letting all of us in because he was so overwhelmed. So anyways, that's the roundup of Adam's Vegas
trip. It's
a Vegas recap. It was so fun.
I
just want to go back with like our group. I feel like we would have so much fun.
No, we definitely like will at some point. Like, that's the thing. It's going to happen. Yeah. It's just a matter of when. Like, a Vegas girls trip is just inevitable.
Vegas.
For every
Adam calls it.
Vegas.
I will say there's a deficit of men. Like, I did not get to make out with any dudes, which I was pissed about.
Oh, yeah. I was curious about that. If you got any action.
No, I didn't get any action.
Tell us on the podcast.
No, I tried to get some, like, I really tried to find some gays, but I will say all the gays that we were around, like at Steve Aoki, like, I look over and one of them had a 21 sash around his shoulder. And he was definitely a gay. And I was like, I think that one's probably not for me. And then I look over at this other group of gays. They similarly had like underage vibes. So,
you know, I had a realization today that we're like old. We're, cause I saw this TikTok that was like, the friends you make in your late 20s. Mm. And for some reason that sounded so like old, like, oh wow, I'm not
that
there yet.
That was a dig.
No, not even. I was like, oh, that's cute for her. Like, I'll do that one day. I'm like, wait, no, I'm in that It is my one day. Today, I am in my late 20s, which even isn't even that old, but like, no. Still. But it's just, it
hit feels me today. Old.
Yeah.
I have to start planning my Halloween party.
You do. It's almost that time.
Someone already asked me what day I'm going to do it. I'm like, well, I'm glad that they did because I was like, you know what?
Book it out, girl.
I need to think about it because I'm in the year because you know how like every year your day, it like goes one day next. Like, so if it was a Friday, now it's a Saturday, whatever. My birthday is like now fully like the week before Halloween, like by like a whole week.
Oh, wow.
So I have to pick if I would do it my birthday weekend actually or Halloween weekend, which obviously makes more sense to do it Halloween weekend.
Interesting.
But that means like I'll be 29 for like 5 days by the time my birthday party comes.
That's true.
But no one even cares these days.
No. People just want a costume party. I feel like people just want events to have on like holidays.
Yeah. Like something
people
to do.
People just need something to show that they dressed up and then they can hunker down.
Exactly.
The rest of the weekend.
Exactly. So that's going to be.
I am people.
Up for debate. I am people.
I am also people. Well, anyway, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's interesting. What's my dating? What's our dating lives looking like, Colby?
I have finally cleared my skin a little bit, and I'm starting to get my personality back slightly.
I love that for you.
It looks really good.
It's gotten so much better. Better. 1 month on antibiotics has done me well.
Yeah. No.
It's gotten so much better, and it's way less uncomfortable than it was. But I'm not even kidding. I feel so grateful to have never had really bad acne when I was younger because after just having that flare up and like just wanting to hide forever, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I was not built for that.
No. Having acne is horrible.
No.
I had to go on Accutane when I was younger.
Yeah, I don't wish it on my worst enemy. Like the feeling of being like 14 and having so many pimples, like that was me as well.
Yeah.
I had it.
Skin issues are like probably the most frustrating thing ever because at least with health, you kind of have a gauge on how long it'll be until you start to feel better.
Yeah.
And with your skin, like when I went to the dermatologist, I had never been to a dermatologist before. And when she looked at me and told me that it might be 3 months before it fully cleared up. And even when I went for my follow-up appointment, I've been having perioral dermatitis, but it spread literally all over my face because I went to urgent care and they told me that it was eczema and the steroid that they gave me just made it flare like 10 times worse. And so I've been treating the dermatitis now properly for a little over a month and it's way better, like I was saying. But yeah, that was a rough patch for sure.
Yeah, and it, like, impacts your confidence.
Yeah, it was like, I certainly will not be, like, going out and trying to meet anybody.
No, I totally get that, because it's like, I, at least for me, like, I feel like everyone's just, like, looking at it.
Yeah.
Because when you talk to someone, you look at their face.
Right.
It's not like if you have, like, a skin, like, I have eczema, and I'll get flare-ups, like, on my, like, arms and such. That can be covered. When I get it on my face, I want to die.
Yeah.
Like, under my eyes, I know the exact feeling.
And it's, the
like,
worst so thing obvious. Is, it's like, when you talk about it and everybody says, oh, I can't see it. I really can't. And obviously that's what I would say to somebody else. And I believe it oftentimes when I am telling somebody that I can't even see it. But I'm like, it wasn't even more so that I could feel it because I or see it because I could cover a lot of it with makeup. But it was just texture looking like, which also bothered me as somebody who isn't used to having acne, but I could feel like it was a burning, like stinging feeling that it was just so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah,
no, I get it.
But we're on the other side now.
You've made it over the hump.
We did.
And I'm
the
glad.
Worst is behind, I think.
Okay.
So.
Well, I honestly feel like you kind of like, not that it was a good thing, but you picked like the perfect time to have skin problems because I feel like the summer is like the worst time to date.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, to, like, take it seriously, but it is, like, the most fun time to, like, go out and try
that's
and meet
true.
People.
Are we going to meet you a boy this weekend?
We might.
A hometown hottie? That's,
I
like, Colby's
that.
Type, too. Yeah. The hometown boys.
Adam's coming home for his hometown date.
I'm excited to hear all about it.
I'm
you too.
So excited.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, our
I love my Boston boys.
You love your Boston boys. Like, I'm committed to finding Colby a man this weekend.
You love a guy that looks good in a hat.
It's true.
Like, your guy, like, needs to look good in a hat.
Yeah, but he can't be a hatfish.
No.
Oh, hatfish. I have never heard that term.
I haven't really? Either.
But I know what it means, obviously. Yeah. It's like bad hair.
You look
hair.
Good in a hat, but not without a hat.
And does that always mean that they have a bad hairline?
No. Like sometimes you can have, like, hair, yeah. but yeah. whether it's styling or a large forehead, I don't know.
I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be hair.
So what we can do is we can tag team the boys, and if you just, like, point to one that you like, I'll run up behind them and, like, flip their hat off so yeah. that we can see.
My sisters are also very committed to finding, well, two of my sisters. One of them, like, sabotages everything.
Not the slander.
No, it's true. Maybe now that she's getting married, she'll
chill
be
out
better.
A little bit.
Yeah. That's but good. She likes to, you know, with siblings, the funny thing is, some of them really like to lean into, in group settings, bringing up really embarrassing things about you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of my sisters.
I see.
She just, like, sprinkles some little Colby facts.
Yeah. Always.
The ones that you don't want out.
Right. Or just, like, things that don't need to be mentioned.
I just
such as life.
I was under the impression that's just normal sibling behavior.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, so you're going to meet a hometown hottie.
We're going to get Colby a hometown hottie.
I love that for you. I'm going to the Hamptons. I'll be on the lookout for some men.
The Hamptons
that I can
find would be so fun.
You might be getting a random text from a random number.
Oh, I would love that.
And maybe I should make business cards.
Yeah.
For
matchmaker. Professional matchmaker.
I love it.
Over here.
Wait, I love that.
Do you guys have an itinerary, or what's your plan? Is it the normal, like, bounce, surf lodge? Like, whatever?
Yeah, we're going to one specific club on Friday night. I don't want to say where.
Oh.
Just in case.
It's a secret.
Well, I don't know. I would just like to go there in peace.
She'll give the recap.
I'm sure I will meet some of you guys and whatnot, but yeah. I don't need... I don't know if I should say. I feel like I
no,
should.
You keep no. a secret.
I feel like you'll know. You'll see.
Yeah. You'll be surprised.
But I'm not... It's not surf lodge.
Okay. Of course not.
I might not even see Surf Lodge this
That's
weekend.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear the recap.
Fun.
Yeah. And it's just really expensive. So
yeah.
That's the worst part.
Let's see if I can get out of the weekend
unscathed.
Unscathed for the most part.
You'll be unscathed. Your wallet might not be able to say the same thing.
Hey Jack, we need to do a lot of cooking this week.
Yeah.
Gotta save up my pennies for just the insanity of how expensive everything is.
Well, I can't wait to hear the recap. But we're both going to have recaps next
week. Yeah, and I can't wait to hear about Noah.
We can get you a Fenway Frank.
Oh, I'm so excited, even though I don't like hot dogs.
You don't?
No. I'll eat a burger.
So crazy.
No, you're literally insane for that.
You have to have a Fenway Frank.
I'll, like, try one.
Wait, can you explain why you don't like hot dogs?
I'm just, like, such an ingredient whore, and I just, like, know how they make hot dogs, and I don't...
So am I, but I literally don't care.
See,
I love them.
I don't know if I can do it, but I'll take a bite.
They're so good. You should get a sausage.
I'll eat a sausage.
They have street meat, really good street meat. There's very good carts. One of my cousins had one of the Fenway sausage guys do the late night food at her wedding.
Yum. See, I do kind of like a bratwurst or like a sausage.
Yeah, they have that.
Okay, we can do that. A hot dog, you just don't, like, know what they put in that.
Oh, you know, I don't even like to think about that, but now we're on the subject. Like, you eat certain things, like, if you eat, like, crustaceans or, like, crabs or shrimps or, like, bottom feeders, like...
That's true.
Think about what's getting into their systems that you're eating.
You're completely correct, honestly.
But, yeah, hot dogs, like, I just don't, like... I don't ask questions. I don't look too far into it. When everyone was trying to debunk what's exactly in McDonald's McNuggets, like, I escorted myself out of that conversation because I don't want to know.
Katie was like, la, 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 la,
like,
la, la.
I literally can't see. I'm blind. I don't want to know what's in a McDonald's chicken nugget.
Oh,
I don't
want
to know. Because they're so damn good, and I just don't even want to know.
I'm the same way. I would agree with that, with the McDonald's at least. Well, I'll try Fenway Frank just for Colby, and I'll
report
back
the plot.
If I survive.
Try a Fenway Frank for the plot.
At Fenway, they have these vodka lemonades that are so good, but neither of us drink vodka really anymore.
Yeah,
so
we're
probably
not vodka
won't be
girls.
Indulging.
Can we ask them to put tequila in it?
Yeah, but...
Or you could just get a regular lemonade. That sounds good right now.
That's true.
But...
It's so hard.
I actually feel like I need to hardly drink for the concert.
Sure. I'm on your wave, girl. Whatever you want to do, I'm there.
I mean, I'll have like a drink or two before and hold. I feel like this is what I did for Zach Bryan, or not Zach Bryan, but yes, that too. But for Ed Sheeran when I went with my sister last year, because also the bathroom situation, I honestly have never been on the floor for a concert there. But even at Gillette Stadium, going to the floor, I mean, going to the bathroom from the floor is a whole process. So we need to be smart about that because we're in the pit.
You're in the pit.
This is my Eras tour. It's James Bay, Mountjoy, and Noah Kahan. It's not just Noah.
Wait, James Bay is playing?
Yeah.
I love James Bay. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
My mom's going to be so jealous.
Mountjoy. When I first discovered Noah Kahan, he was opening for James Bay. And now James Bay is like opening for Noah.
That's crazy. Which is so
crazy. I just got like miniature chills over that statement. I know. Like that's, I love when that happens. When
I'm
like,
so excited. It's going to be amazing.
Aw. I hope he has a lot of fun.
I love that.
I know. He's also playing 2 sold out nights at MSG this week.
Wow.
He's amazing.
He's crushing it.
Do we have a question?
I have a couple questions here. We'll see how long it takes us to answer number one, and then we'll see if we have time for number two.
Deal.
Okay, so this one's about, it's a friendship question, which I think is kind of cool because we don't really do a ton of friendship questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I love your podcast so much. It truly makes my Fridays. I have a question that I think you social butterflies would be the perfect candidates to answer. If you introduce someone to a group of friends, would you mind if your friends started hanging out with this new person one-on-one without you? What are your thoughts? Are there levels to this? Do you experience jealousy and FOMO? Adding another layer to this, my brother's girlfriend and I are on the same page. She has such a great personality, and we definitely enjoy hanging out together whenever she is at the house. Because we hit it off, I thought it'd be sweet to introduce her to some of my friends. So this is about the brother's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Just my friends and make her feel welcome. My friends really liked her too, but she only came to group settings through my invite. Fast forward a year, my feelings for her are very complicated now. I've seen more sides to her through some family drama. There have been lots of ups and downs between her and my brother, but also drama in how she interacts with the rest of my family too. I don't hate her at all, but I think we just have seen too much, and I don't see a happy future ahead. I need distance from her. I sort of regret introducing her to my friends and muddying that relationship. I still speak to her sometimes when I video chat my brother, but now that's it. My best friends are vaguely aware of my feelings towards her, but I never went into detail explaining why, to protect her privacy and my family's privacy. But recently I heard from her that one of my best friends asked her to hang out and catch up and said, I'm here if you want to talk. This would be a hangout without me for the first time. I thought it was weird, and I can't help but feeling this is a situation I feel uncomfortable with, but I know they liked hanging out with each other during our group hangs. Am I being too sensitive? Is this situation out of my hands once I introduce people, or should my best friend be more sensitive to how I'm feeling and avoid meeting with her? Let me know what you think. I'm open to criticism too. Thank you.
I think if I was in the reverse scenario, I think that I would want my best friend's loyalty. Like, I would want them to kind of like have their loyalty to me in their back pocket. But how that's executed is, I think, like up to your best friend, right? Like, your best friend can certainly like hang out with this girl, but is she gonna go like be best friends with her? Like, I would be pissed if that were me. Or like, I would want my best friend to kind of reach out to me and be like, hey, this girl like reached out to me, like, do you care? Or yeah, something like that. But I guess the only way that your best friend is gonna know that that's something that will bother you is if you let her know, right?
Well, so that was my thing. How does this girl, her best friend, how is she supposed to know how strongly she feels about the brother's girlfriend if she hasn't gone into detail about her feeling towards her to try and protect her privacy?
Right. Like,
it is one of those things where it's a very frustrating situation for yourself to be in, but you can't expect everybody to be able to read your mind. And I see how on the flip side, your best friend probably is like, I am trying to be a good friend to her because she's your brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you brought her around.
No, I think you need to at least start with your best friend, I'd say, if like this is clearly like a thing that you've highlighted that bothers you, and just give her more details.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do?
Right.
I mean, and I think there's like an understanding between friends. It's like, I'm literally telling you, like, I wanted to not tell you this because I didn't want to like make things weird, but here are these details that like you should know. And then they'll see like how serious it is to you that like,
yeah,
you know, maybe they'll just keep things how they are. But it seems like the girl said, the best friend said to the brother's girlfriend, I'm here if you want to talk.
Right.
So it seems like she's already been like confiding in her about maybe drama that's happening with the boyfriend, which puts this in a weird spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about it because like for in my situation, like Jack's brother has a girlfriend and I'm like, what if I like introduced like her to you guys, but then I regretted that decision. But then my friends, like you guys started to like her. I feel like you've done, like, you can't really do much about that now.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But what you can do is at least just, like, frame their opinion of it by, right. like, telling them all the information. Like, because they're probably hearing stuff from her.
Yeah.
So you got to do your side of things and, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or position it in a way that you know and respect that they have a friendship that is separate from the two of your friendship and... You just want to provide additional context since they're only getting one side of the information or one side of the story, and to then explain how you're feeling towards the whole thing also, because the best friend and the boyfriend sister might not even be talking about you when they're talking. It might just be about the relationship of it all, which is uncomfortable for her probably to come to you to talk about her relationship with your brother. Yeah. So then it's nice to have your best friend to lean on, but it's uncomfortable that you're not included in that as well.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I like feel the secondhand like uncomfortableness from this email.
Yeah.
But I think it's also like she just doesn't see them like staying together anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that if that's like your brother and hers drama, like right. you don't, I know you feel like you need to be involved because it's involving your family, but like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I what feel if, like what she, if they're together forever, like right. think about it like that.
I feel like she needs to decide if her brother and this girl's relationship aside, if she would want to be friends with the brother's girlfriend, mm-hmm. and otherwise just be like, you guys can keep your friendship and have it separate, and I'm going to continue treating her like a brother's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it though. Like you get like so excited. You're like, oh, let me just fire away and invite her and like be right. a good person. And mm-hmm. like, I think she's great. And then you're like, you can't take that back.
Right.
Especially if they're the kind of person that then like reaches out to your friends, like
separately,
which, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but then it's like, you can't really undo it. Cause right. like, now they're in the group. Yeah. They're not just like my plus one. They're right. in the group. Anyway.
It's
best
true.
Of luck to you, girl.
Yeah, that's
best
tricky.
Of luck to you. But I think you're valid in like the way you're feeling. I think you just need to give your friends more details.
Yeah, I agree.
And then they'll see your perspective and then back off if they decide to. And if not, then it's just kind of what you have to deal with mm-hmm. like, happening.
Good luck, girl.
Okay, the second one is short. First relationship problems. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I absolutely adore the podcast and I can't wait every week for a new episode. I have a little problem with this guy I'm seeing. To set the scene, I'm 19 and have never dated anyone before. We met at a party and went on a couple dates before at a party at my house. We made out. It was my first kiss ever and everything was great, but we hang out a couple times after that and I'm not sure I like the way that he kisses. I know I don't have any other experience because it was my first kiss, but I'm pretty sure kissing is supposed to be enjoyable and it's not. I know probably expressing how I feel would be the best option, but that would be hard. So is there an easier way to deal with this? And now while writing, I realized something. I'm not like 100% sure I like him like that. There are moments where I feel like I do, and then there's moments where I feel like I don't. I don't know if that's because I've watched too many movies and I always felt like I should feel more, I should be more excited, and I don't know if it's something wrong with me or maybe I'm just not that into him. I don't want to end this thing with him, so I really have no idea what to think and do anymore. Any advice would be really appreciated. Love you guys.
Oh.
It's kind of sad. I'm so curious about, like, what about kissing, like, she's not into. But I feel like that's kind of an indication that she's not that interested in the guy.
Well, I do get it, because sometimes guys, like, lead with their tongue or something.
It's definitely the tongue. Like, yeah. My first thought was the tongue.
And I think guys like it if you're, like, taking charge a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you're just, like, use less tongue or something.
I think you can gently, and if they're a decent person, they won't take it offensively.
Yeah.
Like, there's been, like, times with guys in the past where they've, like, told me they like something, and it's, like, hot.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah. Do this. I like it.
Yeah. Wait, but how close are these two people? Like, how many dates has she been on with them?
She's never dated anyone before. Times. She's 19. They met at a party, went on a couple dates at a party. They made out. And now, I guess they're official. I don't really know. She didn't really say.
It sounds like, but then if she doesn't like him, that's another thing, too.
Yeah, but I think...
But you can have a good make out with somebody that you don't like.
Fair. I also think, like, she's like, there are moments where I feel like I do, and then there's moments where I feel like I don't. I think that that's kind of normal when you're, like, 19 years old, and you're, like... You're young and
you're still, like, figuring yourself out. It's like,
do I
want
to commit to this guy or do I want to see what else is out there?
Well, to be fair, I felt that in the beginning with Jack too. I'm like,
yeah.
He asked me to be his girlfriend. And like before, like when I was thinking about it, when he asked me, I was confident. I was like, yes, this is what I want to do. I'm like, yes, this is like how I feel. But before that, when we were like on like date number 3-4, I was like, okay, I see things going seriously with him. Am I ready to commit to just this one person when I've never had a boyfriend before and all I've ever done is just go on several Hinge dates every few weeks. So I think it's normal to have this like back and forth thought of like, should I be single? Should I not be?
Yeah.
But I think it just seems like there's a lot of chaos in this email.
Yeah.
And I really don't think, I think it's just, it doesn't need to be this serious. Like in your thought process, you can just have fun and accept that, you know, the first couple kisses weren't great, but like it can be worked on. And that doesn't mean you need to write this person off.
Yeah.
Even if you're having like weird doubts. I think if it persists for like months that you're like, I don't think I like him.
Then that's like a telltale sign. Right.
Then you're done. Like get rid of, goodbye. But I think we always expect it to be like fireworks at the first kiss. And that's just like not realistic.
But I mean, also it's like the same thing with having sex with someone. Like the first time you have sex with a person, it's probably horrible.
So yeah. Bad. Cause there's just like,
and you don't know each other.
All you have to base things on is like the previous people you've been with or just like what you think you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And kissing is the same exact way. Like I definitely was a terrible, I kissed the guy's chin on my first time. Yeah.
Katie said, yep, this is where that goes.
So I think like, no, she says, I'm pretty sure kissing is supposed to be enjoyable. Yeah, it
definitely.
Is. So something's up.
Yeah. Just vocalize what you don't like. And even if you can't pinpoint it, just be like, wait, let's try something else or something.
Yeah. Or you know what? Also, like if it's feeling like it's more stressful than it's worth being, just like maybe tell this guy, sorry, I'm not ready for something serious right now.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to like go on to the next.
Kiss
girl.
A few more guys.
Right. Or like go to a party, have a dance floor makeout.
Exactly. Because like you really don't know until you experience it. Because like otherwise, what do you have to compare it to?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like do anything you're not comfortable with, but. Yeah. Wow.
Aligned.
I good remember luck. When I was 19, 10 years ago.
Stop.
Years ago this year.
Ew. That's insane.
That's disgusting.
Decade?
That's really gross. I don't want to hear that.
My God.
I think.
Anyway, sorry. I'm just like, I got like a blast from the past. Like when she was like a party at her house. I'm like, oh my God.
I was just trying really hard to think about where we were when we were 19.
I'm visualizing.
How great is that?
Freshmen or sophomores? Oh, I was in
Alabama.
What? In college?
I think I was a sophomore in college when I was 19.
Yeah, well, because I guess I got...
I was a freshman.
I was 16 the summer going into my junior year of high school, 17 going into... I was going into sophomore year when I was 19. Yeah.
I was a freshman.
Because Katie's a year older than me.
I was a freshman. Yeah, because October... Yeah. I turned, yes, that was my final answer. But yeah, at that point, I didn't know much.
That's when I transferred to Elon.
That's when Colby and I finally met.
Yeah, it's true.
That's your canon event.
I remember when I first met, well, the first memory I have of meeting you, because who the heck knows when I like first saw you.
Yeah.
But my first like memory of us together was you sitting on Bianca's bed in the Zeta house.
Because Iria had brought me back to the house.
She collected you?
Brought you back from where?
This older girl who I have known from growing up, said that she thought me and our friend Iria would get along.
Yeah.
And so we went and got coffee at that place.
Oh, I didn't know. Arazu?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We went to Arazu. And then we went back to the Zeta house, and then I met everyone.
Yeah. No, I just remember seeing this girl that I've never seen before. And, like, at that point, we had been, like, because we were sophomores at this point. So right. I kind of made it my mission to memorize every person in our sorority so I would never have an issue with, like, knowing their name, because mm-hmm. I was crazy and just wanted everyone to like me. And I was like, uh-oh, this wasn't on my bingo card. Yeah. I don't know who this is.
I don't have her flashcard.
I don't have her. I don't know her hometown. Yeah. I don't know anything about this girl. And then they're like, this is Colby. She transferred from Alabama. And then I expected you to have a Southern accent, and you didn't.
Nope.
So that was my first impression.
In fact, she was from Boston.
And then Colby and I set up our weekly Chick-fil-A dates. Yes. We go and get Chick-fil-A in the drive-thru.
I missed that.
And I pick her up at her residence in the Jeep. And that is how Colby and I became friends.
I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in so long, or had Chick-fil-A.
I had a really intense craving for it yesterday, which wasn't helpful because it was Sunday.
I would fuck up some Chick-fil-A. It's always on Sunday that you have the biggest cravings for it.
I found these chicken nuggets that you can get at Wegmans. The brand is Just Bear, and I swear they're kind of healthy for you because they're lightly breaded, but they taste exactly like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets when you put them in the air fryer.
Oh my God.
They're so good.
What a hack. What's the brand again?
Just Bear.
Just Bear. Okay.
You heard it here first,
they're
guys.
They're so, so good. Chicken nuggets are one of my main food groups because sometimes I get freaked out by raw meat.
That doesn't surprise me at all about you.
They're really good and they're high in protein.
Yeah.
They're
like not that bad for you.
Anyway.
And girls, with that, that's all we have time for
today. Are you just done, Adam? Are you
that's
done
all
with us?
She wrote.
Girls, I could talk to you all
are
day.
Are you done with us? We do have a drinks reservation.
We do have a reservation in 20 minutes. Okay. So I need to call it quits for us. With that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Now I want chicken nuggets.
Same. I have to pee my pants.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.